Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This is kind of scary music right here. What
the hell is this? This is Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim. It was in a horror movie called Insidious, which is one of the best horror movies.
It kind of has a weird, eerie, happy, but scary sound.
Yes. And have you ever seen the guy? Have you ever seen Tiny Tim?
No.
It's just as, if not creepier, than the sound of the song.
Oof. Yep.
Man.
That's kind of like that I brought up to you, Stiz, the Jeepers Creepers movie with that upbeat song.
Yeah.
But then the guy in the truck is chasing you to eat your skin or whatever the hell he wants
to
do.
Yeah, he was pissed off for some reason.
Yeah. Man. Mike Vrabel is not pissed off, but he had some interesting comments. We've talked a lot about this, Ted, the maybe however you want to phrase it, distancing yourself from the old regime and the dynasty. Remember early on, I think his first press conference, is it interesting that I'm back where I played? Sure, but does it matter? No. Like, we're doing a new thing here. We're trying to win games.
Yep.
So
I liked how he's handled all those questions up to this point.
And it sounds like, I believe it was Chris Gasper had a couple questions for him today, probably writing a column for the Globe about this very topic as Vrabel puts his stamp on the Patriots. So we're going to do a little start and stop here because there's a long answer, and then he ends with a nice Vrabel-like zinger, which we all have grown to love a little bit like.
And this was in today's
today's press conference a couple hours ago at Gillette Stadium. So basically, why is it important to put your own stamp on things in your own culture and maybe distance yourself from the dynasty?
Well, let's first just say, I mean, it's been a lot of years since that has happened. So I don't know how many people really around here know, other than Stacy, Nancy, Jim Whalen. You know what I mean? So
all right,
we're
stop.
Just trying.
So it's Stacy James, Director of Media Relations, Nancy Meyer, the head of scouting or whatever her exact title is, and Jim Whalen is the trainer. But he's saying it's kind of been a while since we were talking dynasty in Foxborough. Like that is dated. Like, there's been some time since then.
6 years, yeah.
The roster's been turned over. The coaching staff's been turned over multiple times. All right, roll it, Stiz.
To do what we feel like is best and what the players and the communication and me and the staff and Elliot and everybody else involved. That's all we're trying to do is just try to win games, get good guys, enjoy coming to work, coach the shit out of them, watch them have success, be excited for them. Like, none of that goes into, well, they did it this way, we're going to do it the opposite. Like, there's a lot of things and ideas that are good that you take from people. And there's some things that you come up with that on your own that's good. And then there's some ones that are clunkers. And when they're clunkers, you own it and change it and fix it.
All right, so, pause right there, Stiz. So, Ted, he's saying basically we don't take into consideration the dynasty. We do things the way we want to do things.
Yeah.
I think he probably is honest about that. The one point I would push back on in that area or way is the captains and the older players to start the year. The guys like David Andrews, when we were like, well, why are you getting rid of David Andrews? You're like, what did he do? And you were like, well, he's tied to Belichick.
Yeah, that was one reason. I love Dave, but I think he was underperforming too. And I think the fact that he retired from football shows you maybe what they saw, a guy that was close to. So just in that particular, but there are certain guys, I think, that does you just look at and you think of the old regime.
Yeah.
It might not be, it's maybe not their fault, but they remind you of the old regime. And so, gotta go kind of thing, and that's probably Dave was one of those guys.
All right, Stiz, roll it.
We'll make some modifications to the player announcements. We'll get the names in order this time and we'll go from there, and we'll have we just want to try, again, I'm excited. I love coaching these guys.
Stop. He almost just said we just want to do things differently, and then he stopped.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want it to come out that way, but that's really what he's doing. He just doesn't want to admit it.
And I do think some of this that we may take as different than the dynasty or whatever is also just modernization, right? Yeah. Isn't it doing it the way everybody does it in 2025?
It's also doing it Mike's way. Whatever his vision is for this team why does it have to resemble anything that was here? Even though he played on those early teams, he's a coach now. He's not a player, he's a coach.
And he's coaching 23-year-olds in 2025.
That don't remember, those early dynasties anyway.
Right. All right, roll it, Stiz.
I love coaching these guys. It's fun. They make coming to work a lot of fun, and we go from there.
And I'm not saying you're disrespecting. That was not what I meant, that you were in any way.
I didn't take it that way.
I just want to get in your mind. Is there like a burden that comes with that you're trying to erase? So the burden of the past for some of these guys, and trying to live up to the past and what this organization has done.
2 years, I don't know what the burden is. They won 8 games in 2 years. So none of that matters, whether it was a Super Bowl or not very good year. It doesn't matter. So, in this league, if you take a nap, you're going to get beat. That's just how it is. So we're not trying to take a nap. We want to try to just play good football. Be competitive, take advantage of our opportunities, take care of football, play complimentary, play sound, create some more plays in the kicking game, all these things that we're talking about doing. And I don't have enough time to focus on what happened yesterday, let alone what happened 7 years ago.
So there's no burden.
Love it.
Because I don't know if you paid attention. Last 2 years, they won a total of 8 games.
Yeah, no, he's basically, why are we talking about the past? I mean, have you seen the recent past? It hasn't been that good.
And I don't know if you've noticed, I got 6 wins. They had 4 each of the last 2 years, so we're already ahead of their curve. So why would I mimic them when I'm doing
honestly,
better?
I love that answer. I'm like, okay, that's the Mike Vrabel. I know. And, you keep winning, a little bit more of that will come out.
You
know what I mean? But I think it's a very fair point to bring up is why are we talking about the past when they've won 8 games in 2 years?
Fitzy, first of all, Ted's right. Are we all in agreement that the cocky, cocksure Mike Vrabel is the best version of Mike Vrabel?
That's 100% the guy that I hoped for, wanted for, wished for, that all the fans love the most. And him coaching the way that he coaches, which is different than Parcells, very different than Belichick, makes sense. I feel like Belichick didn't adapt to the needs and the peculiarities of the modern athlete, whereas Vrabel knows, like, yeah, when Ted and I were out there, we didn't need social media breaks. We didn't have phones. We didn't have handlers. There wasn't a TJ52 logo you could buy at TedJohnson.com. Like, these guys now are completely different. I think Vrabel, for like an older guy in his 50s, football hardo, is doing an awesome job being contemporarily accessible.
And how old is he? Mid-50s?
He's a couple years, 50. He's about 50. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems young to me. He has a young air to him.
Oh, energy?
Yeah, the energy, young. But also the awareness. Like, some older players become, the joke around here for years was Dick Raddatz was like, in my day, we threw 150 pitches.
I would say most guys are like older, curmudgeon, bitter
And he's
guys.
Not.
No, because he knows that's just not his style or personality, but he also knows that's not conducive for winning culture, right? Is to be that guy. It just, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't compute. And I love the fact that Mike is concentrating on cultivating. You hear him time and time again. He wants guys to come to work and have fun. I would come to work the last 5 years. Oh, but you want Ted Shupp. It's like, Yeah, I don't think we had to be miserable. I thought we were such a great team that we didn't have to be have a miserable work experience every day to be, you know, a great team.
Right.
And Mike, you know, wants guys to kind of want to come to work. And you, when you open that door, it's you get energized, not like, oh crap, I'm, you know, I better not screw up today kind of thing. Right. And it's a different athlete mindset now, and mm-hmm. Mike knows it, and that's what he's tapping into.
That's the key part. I think he has his thumb on what a modern athlete is.
I think it helps that he has kids
that went to yep. the BC, go yep. through college. He's got one that's playing baseball. He mm-hmm. knows
yep.
the way they think, the way they're treated, pampered, whatever the words are you want to use, he knows. And I think this is an issue, and Fitzy, you talked about it. This is an issue that a lot of coaches are battling. These like coaches that have been around a long time, like, the way you did things 10, 12 years ago even, not even 25 years ago, but 10 or 12 years ago, I don't think resonates with the modern athlete and the modern player in the same way. And I think that's a challenge. And you said it, Bill didn't really, maybe hasn't really adjusted to that.
No, whereas Vrabel has, like, what I admire is his ability to adjust to the wants and the needs and motivation techniques for the younger athlete, but still be the old school football guy that he is.
You want to work in a couple phone calls here?
Sure.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcus in Roxbury. Marcus, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? Thanks good. For taking a phone call.
You bet.
I just wanted to say really quick, I'm going to be real quick. Seeing Lamar last night, I know we had Jaden Daniels last year and Drake May today. Lamar's going to be a problem to deal with when the season ends. I know that with a lot and all over Drake, but Lamar is still that guy. So I just wanted yeah. to say, man, thank you guys for taking a call, and keep up the good work. Now take it easy, guys.
Thanks for the call, Marcus.
Love Lamar. Love yeah. Lamar Jackson.
The 3-5 Ravens are the favorite to win the AFC North for
how
a reason.
How about that? They're 2 games under 500.
Oh, absolutely.
And
they're going to win it.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
But I thought the interesting thing last night, if you're a Patriots fan, both sides of the quarterback spectrum were like, well, Lamar is still Lamar, as Marcus said. He's still yeah. a problem. Thank God we don't have Tua. Thank God we're not going down that. They have they have a $212 million broken quarterback.
Yep.
Like a $200 million quarterback they don't want. They have a guy that they didn't even attempt a Hail Mary at the end of the half because I don't think they think he can reach the end zone.
Reach.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
like he's throwing fades to no one on fourth and goal. It's like they are so broke. And you're right. Lamar is an MVP. There's a reason.
I felt bad for him last year. I thought he played good against Buffalo in that championship game. It's you know, Mark Andrews, the talented and all pro tight end, drops that ball that hits him right between the numbers. And then Lamar would have, you know, he needs to validate it with a Super Bowl appearance or at least a Super Bowl win because he's accomplished everything else there is to accomplish in the game.
They all do, and Josh Allen faces the same thing. Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. Even Joe Burrow got there, didn't win a Super Bowl.
That's
like, they're all kind of in that wake of Mahomes where they're all good, but they don't have a ring, so there's questions about it.
What a bummer it's going to be when Drake blows by all of them this year.
That's it.
I don't know about this year, but there's a Super Bowl ring in his future before the statue and the red jacket and all those other things. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy Halloween.
You too.
You too, buddy.
I love Mike Vrabel. You know, I was so happy when they got him here. But, you know, he is very cautious on what he says because he's putting a lot of pressure on himself and the organization when he says we don't want to do things the way we've done them before. And he should be like that. He needs to be. But at the same time, you know, I think we're so anxious, and I know I am speaking for myself, for the Patriots to do really well, to go to the playoffs, to go to the Super Bowl, that I think we're putting a lot of pressure on May that we kind of have to slow down a little bit and let it go game by game. In my opinion, guys, the Patriots are not a Super Bowl contender until the playoffs are here and they're in it.
All right. Thanks for the call, David.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
They're going to be in the playoffs. So the numbers agree. Our eyeballs agree. Whatever you want to say. I also think Mike was actually trying to lower the pressure in a way there when he says,
that's what I think.
They only won 8 games combined the last 2 years. We're not comparing ourselves to the dynasty. We just got to be better than the bums that got fired that are the reason we're here, right?
Right. I feel like he's kind of tapped down the fervor. I can tell he's trying hard not to get excited, not to show what he really feels. He's kind of keeping his energy levels down at these press conferences because he doesn't want people to get over their skis.
Yep.
And I think he's kind of really, I think he knows he's got, okay, they got something, but he doesn't want to show that because he doesn't want to show his hand. And I don't blame him. I think that's the way to go. Just kind of keep it calm, keep it cool. And that's the best way because you don't want the players to think that, okay, we can relax. We've arrived. Our coach thinks we're great. So you want to always send a message of just kind of like, man, we haven't done anything. We're working towards it, blah, blah, blah.
Coming up on WEEI Afternoon, Celtics play tonight. They're in Philly. Rematch of opening night.
I can't wait for this game.
What's going to happen? Are the Celtics going to get a little winning streak here, just like the Bruins? Is winter winning back? Jaylen Brown and company, are they ready for the rematch? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L.
Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.